What is going on, everybody? It's your boy King here, and welcome to the final episode of the Plan to Fail podcast for season one. If you've been through school, chances are you've been taught to fear one thing. That thing is called failure. What they didn't teach you is that the more you fail, the faster you'll learn and succeed. Join me on my journey to uncover the reason why most graduates leave school feeling lost and confused. We'll unlock the secret to finding clarity, direction, and purpose in life. My name is King Lau, and welcome to Plan to Fail. To be perfectly honest with all of you, I never thought I was going to create seasons for this podcast. It honestly wasn't until the last few days ideas really came up, and I think that during my period of reflection post-summit, one of the things was I really wanted to change the direction of this podcast. It was something that I've been meaning to do because when I first started this podcast, I was a little less clear on the people I was trying to talk to or the direction I wanted to take this show. And it honestly wasn't until after the summit or during the period I was putting together the summit, that's when I started getting clear on the direction I want to take it in the message. And really, my message nowadays is to help you redefine what success means to you, help you shift your perspective, right, on all the things that you know of the world in a way that will help you reframe the way you see a lot of things, which in turn will help you tackle problems, tackle challenges differently. And I really want to use this platform, right, to help you become the person you need to become in order for you to achieve success. And it all stemmed from, as I was going through this journey, I was like, there's so much focus on like the business tips, like the top five SEO hacks, how you can get more followers on Instagram or like get more leads in your sales funnel. I'm not saying that's bad or anything. I geek out on that stuff, quite honestly. But at the same time, there's so much focus, there's so much content surrounding hacks, quick ways to make money, quick ways to get follower, but not enough on who you need to become in order for you to achieve success. Let's just say you had 100 million followers, right? Okay, that might be a bit extreme. Let's just say you had 1 million followers. You actually have to be a different person in order for you to live that lifestyle. We like to believe that we can just insert ourselves in the shoes of a billionaire or the shoes of a celebrity or an influencer and believe we can live that life. But it's actually much further from the truth. Let's just say that you and Tim Cook, right, the CEO of Apple, switch places right now. Would you be able to do what he's doing? Yeah, he might be making a few million dollars a year plus hundreds of million dollars in bonuses and stock options. But he also has an extremely hard job of running a multi-billion dollar company, one of the most valuable companies in the world, along with appeasing and pleasing all the shareholders and all the customers and making it work, right? I think that I watched a video of Tim Cook's, not morning routine, but like what his day looks like, and he literally wakes up at 3 a.m. and works till 9 p.m. Is that the lifestyle you want to live, right? And I think that we base so much of what we see as success, or what society sees as success, as our success. So as a result, we start aiming for things that we didn't really want in the first place. So for season two, I really just want to add a little bit more diversity in the content I've been putting out there. I'll still be focusing a lot of personal development, mindset stuff. And it's really because I see entrepreneurship as a journey of self-development, of personal development and mindset training. Because you need to level up yourself each step of the way if you want to achieve the next level of success. But at the same time, I know I haven't had many interviews in this last bit just because I did most of the interviews on the summit. But I will be actually sharing some of the summit interviews I've done on this show because there was just so much great content in there and I feel like it'd be a waste if I didn't share it. So keep an eye out on that. But going forward, I'm still planning to put out 3 episodes a week. One episode would really be, you know, what I've learned that past week,
and new insights that I'm able to provide. I'm definitely going to have an interview each and every week. So you're not just learning from me. You're also learning from the many, many experts that are also out there. And the last episode, the third episode of the week, I will be focusing more on giving you tips and tricks and resources that has helped me. So that way it gives a little bit more diversity. I really want to give you, the tools you need mindset-wise to work on yourself, to become the person that is capable of success. But at the same time, I know that I can't teach you everything. So I want to bring more guests in to teach you different aspects. Some of them might share about their stories, some maybe a little bit more on their expertise. And with that third episode every week, I really want to talk more about the more tangible business tips that you could be taking. Something that is less about like the quick hacks, but more about the resources that has helped me create my brand and create my business authentically, right? So keep an eye out for that. A few more things to look out for. I'll definitely be recording a new intro outro sequence for the show. I'll also be rewriting the whole description for the show, because I feel like this show has evolved so many different ways that for everybody who's new and checking out the show, I feel like that description just doesn't do it justice. So those are the main things I will be doing. I'll also be recording a new trailer. That'll be fun for season two. And all of that should be coming out at the time of you listening this, the coming Monday or the Monday afterwards. If you're listening to this episode the day it's released, I should say. So just in case you listen to it 5 years down the line, you're not going to be like, what? You're on to season three or four now. So yeah, that's pretty much just in a nutshell of the direction when taking it. Honestly, it's really more for me. Just to kind of wrap up a whole chapter in my life and to look forward to how I can improve the quality of my content, the way I'm sharing it, and also the different topics that each and every one of you want to be learning about. Yeah, I don't have that much for you today, honestly. It's really just to, most of all, let you know what's happening with the show. And more importantly, to thank each and every one of you for being a part of this journey. It's been rough, and I know if you were part of the last couple episodes, I kind of shared a little bit more, so I'm not going to go into too much detail on this journey, but it's been crazy, right? And I'm excited to see what really comes next after this, but thank you for being a part of the journey, and for the people that have been since the beginning, I don't know who you are yet, do reach out. You can always send me an email at king@theneogenesis.com. That's just a way for me to see who's on the other side of these episodes. But if you're someone who's only recently tuned in, I still want to thank you and I still appreciate you. I highly recommend you going through the content that I've posted already. There's a lot of stuff that you can learn from that as well. But thank you all for being a part of this journey. Thank you all for supporting me throughout this. It honestly means so much that for the few of you who have reached out and shared with me how, what I'm sharing has helped you, that really means the most. So I don't plan to monetize this podcast anytime soon. Your feedback is always something that I look forward to because I think that's what gives me the drive and the energy that I need each and every time I plan out and record these episodes. They don't come easy, right? A lot of the times it takes me at least an hour and a half, 2 hours to plan out each episode on top of recording it and editing it. So a lot of the times, right, these things might seem easy, but there's a lot of work that goes behind the scenes. And I'm not saying this to be like, support me because I'm putting in so much work, but to just be transparent on, it doesn't come easy. Like most people say, I can start a podcast. Yeah, anybody could start a podcast, but are you able to stay consistent, do it right, and actually plan out content that would add value to people's lives? And I think that is the key part, right? Like you can start a podcast, but how much value are you adding, right? How much are you actually planning out your content so it actually, there are actually learning points from it? So these are all things I had to pick up. And I'm actually curious, right? If you're somebody who's listened to all my episodes from day one, well, maybe not all my episodes, but for some episodes from since day one till now, let me know how the progress of improvement has been. Because like I said, in the very beginning, I had to write it out and read out the script. Now I kind of have a few pointers and I just kind of go for it. So working my way there and really improving slowly over time. But I will have a season 2 coming out. I am planning great things, and I'm excited to see how I can continue growing the show. If you really enjoyed my content up until this point, please, please, please show me some love, show me some support, by rating and subscribing to the show. Really helps for me, helps with the SEO algorithm gods. So yeah, if you found value, leave me a review. If a review is too much work, then just leave me a rating. Everything is appreciated. But I'm excited to share more with you. I'm going to keep this one brief. I feel like I'm rambling just because I don't have a lot to share today. But I hope that you have found value in the first 49 episodes of my journey. And it's a bittersweet moment wrapping this up. I'm super excited. It's been one of those things that even though the 50th episode is just another episode of me sitting in front of this mic and sharing my thoughts, it just feels different. And I'm excited to see what season 2 has to bring and how season 2 is going to unfold, because I don't even know how I'm going to end season 2. It'll feel right when it feels right. But thank you again for being a part of this community. And until next time, stay hungry.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Plan to Fail. If you're thinking of someone who needs to hear this message, spread the word by rating, reviewing, and sharing this podcast. If you're like me, you're probably wondering, what are the first steps to building a solid foundation for success? My advice is to start by redefining your relationship with failure, learn how to embrace it by understanding its importance in both your personal and professional life. To help you get started, I wanted to give you a free copy of my ebook, Failing Forward. This book will give you the tips and tricks needed to help you redefine what failure means in your life and provide the clarity you need to achieve success. Go and download your free copy at plantofail.net. Remember, you can achieve the life you've always wanted. Thank you so much for being part of this community, and until next time, stay hungry.